Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.
Hi, my name is Gerald Smith and today I want to be talking to you about how to lose weight on a busy schedule. Now, obviously everyone is busy nowadays, with their social life, with work commitments, but I'm talking about when you're super busy. So if you're a CEO or you're working in the finance industry, there's going to be days where you're going to the office and you're working from 7 o'clock maybe till 9 o'clock or even later. And if you're trying to lose weight and you're doing those kind of long hours, then it's really difficult to obviously stick to effective diet plan and to obviously go gym. You know, the things that you need to do to be eating healthy are preparing your food in advance. You obviously need to be finding the time to go to the gym, and it's really, really difficult to do all of those things. And basically, you know, when you're on the go, if you stop and you get a coffee and a muffin or something like that in the morning, and then for afternoon you're going down to your local Pret or something like that to get a sandwich and a coffee again, that's just not going to cut it. That's not going to help you to lose weight. So I'm going to give you 3 tips which are going to help you to be healthy and to exercise when your schedule is extremely hectic. So the first tip is to have a smoothie every single morning. The reason why I recommend a smoothie is because it gives you many, many different nutrients all in one go, and it takes the work off of your digestive system in order to get those nutrients into your body. It's very quick, it's very easy. It should only take you 15 minutes to make a green smoothie. And all you need are some leafy vegetables like kale, spinach, and then some fruits. You must try to stay away from fruits which are high in sugar, like bananas, kiwi fruit, pineapple, and try to go for ones which have a lower glycemic index, like apples, oranges, cherries, pears, peaches, plums. Those fruits are fine to have in your smoothie. What you can also do as well to get some more protein is to get a protein powder which is made from organic sources, which means there's no antibiotics within the powder, it's within the product itself, and no other and nothing else that's going to be have a negative impact on your health. So just put in 1 or 2 scoops of a protein powder, some leafy greens, some fruit. Have that. It should take you 15 minutes to make. Go to work, and that's a great way to start your day. So have that every single day. Second tip, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you can't always prepare your food if you're really busy. Weekends, you may be out spending time with your family. It might be really difficult to prep your food. So one thing you can do is you can go to a company which will actually prepare your food for you. And with a lot of these companies as well, they've also got nutritionists on staff who can make bespoke diet plans. So I'd recommend asking for something which is high in protein, low in carbohydrates. Because when you're busy and you're on the go, one of the things you forget to do is to eat. However, if you have your meal delivered to your office and it's healthy, then you're going to remember to eat. So it's a little bit more convenient, because obviously you can have it delivered to you at a time when you know it's going to be convenient, when you're not going to be in a meeting. You're going to have your food ready, it's going to come, it's prepared, you eat your food, get back to work. Okay, so that's one way. And you can also obviously have that if you're going to be staying late as well in the office as well. You can also have that evening meal delivered to you as well, and it's going to be healthy, it's going to have a good amount of nutrients in it, it's going to be high in protein, and you're not going to be getting carbohydrates. Because sometimes to try to go down to the local high street and to try and get something really healthy is difficult, because most of these high streets, it's fast food, it's sandwiches, you've got lots of different sources which may not necessarily be good for you as well. So this could be the best option. The third tip which I'd give you is to do HIIT training, because time is of the essence. You haven't got an hour to go to the gym. But what you can do is on the weekends, maybe just wake up a little bit earlier on both Saturday and Sunday, do a 20-minute HIIT session. With HIIT, I recommend that you keep it really, really simple. Just use really simple exercises such as a burpee, squat thrusts, lunges, press-ups, just really, really easy exercises, and just do them 4 or 5 times. Now, the way interval training works, the way HIIT training works, is that you do a short burst of exercise at really high intensity, so maybe for 20 to 30 seconds, and then it's followed by a rest period of between 40 seconds to maybe a minute and a half, depending on your fitness level and how intense you want the workout. The less rest you have, the more intense the workout's gonna be, and the benefits of doing HIIT training is that you can burn more calories, or you can burn the same amount of calories in 20 minutes as you will doing 40 or even 60 minutes of exercise, depending on your fitness level. So this is a great way, when you're time poor, to get fit and to see good results which are gonna help you to lose weight. And there's also a great hormonal response as well. So you release something called growth hormone, human growth hormone, which helps with your muscle growth, which helps with bone growth, and it basically helps grow all things within your body, basically. So that's another good reason to do HIIT training.
Thanks again for listening to the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast. If you feel that this podcast is adding value to your health and to your life, then please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. You can contact me with your questions, problems, or concerns at slimmer, fitter, stronger@gmail.com. Have a fantastic and productive week.